The great thing about being here at WGN is you can just press a button and say good morning to the editor-in-chief of LinkedIn in New York City, Dan Roth. Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
How's everything in New York today? It's been interesting watching the governor every day.
Yeah, the governor's been terrific. It's probably no different than being anywhere else because you're still at home. We're all watching the news and listening to the news the same way everyone else does because you can't leave. But it's really terrifying, you know.
Well, hopefully we'll get on the other side very soon. I know you folks chatted with Bill Gates. Was this yesterday? How did this all come about?
Yeah, sure. This is yesterday. Bill's been a longtime contributor on LinkedIn. We have hundreds of thousands of articles and about 2 million posts a day on LinkedIn. Some people are more popular than others. Bill is one of our most popular writers and contributors on LinkedIn. And people want to hear what he has to say now. Not only is he a smart voice on this, in 2015, he had a TED Talk about the coming pandemic, which I wish we had all listened to more.
Mm-hmm. We played it here.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Prescient. Yep. And so now he's been writing about what leaders need to do now, what we all need to do. And plus he's funding vaccines, vaccine research and studies on how to track the coronavirus. And he's talking to world leaders. So we came on to talk with the world's professionals about what's coming, what we all need to do. And I was just looking at the stats this morning. We have about 400,000 views of that video already. And we got about 20,000 comments from people just asking Bill questions about the spread and about what life is going to look like after the pandemic and when that's going to happen.
What are most people taking away from the interview, and what was the one thing that stood out for you after the Bill Gates interview?
Yeah, well, I think that there was a lot that stood out. One of the most important things that I got was on what life. I've heard him talk a lot about the pandemic. I mean, he says that we've got 18 months before a vaccine comes, and we just need to accept that. And until testing happens, we need to be in a lockdown basically until we can get more testing. Once we get testing, life can somewhat return to normal because we'll then know who has the virus and who doesn't, and we can do more localized quarantining. Mm-hmm. But until then, things aren't going to be great. And then until the vaccine comes, nothing will return to normal. And so that was just a real wake-up call on how long we have to go here and how we've got to pace ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then he talked about what life is going to look like afterward. And I think for the next 18 months, he sees us returning to work, returning to school. He thinks that's really important. But he was very doubtful that sporting events or any kind of big gatherings will happen until there's a vaccine. Well, just doesn't see us all getting together.
Nobody has a better handle on the future. I mean, as evidenced by that TED Talk 5 years ago where he predicted what we're into now. That 18-month prediction for a vaccine, and we've talked to experts here, that's even optimistic. But way before that, we're going to get not a vaccine, but some drugs, and we're going to have therapeutic treatment. And I think that, along with the tests, is going to sort of speed us back to normal. Did Bill Gates say anything about that?
No, it was more about controlling the spread, less about how if you get the virus, how you can deal with it, and more how do we just make sure that this is not taking out large parts of the population or putting aside or sidelining us or making us be unable to work. I mean, he really focused a lot on, I think, because it was LinkedIn, the sort of the direction of our questions was how do we think about the economy and what should people be doing in terms of getting jobs or a lot of questions from college students about what is this going to mean for them as they search for work. Yeah. And
was he optimistic about the economy long term?
Yeah, he is. He's an optimist. He talks frequently about how he's an optimist, and he's still an optimist now. He thinks this will be the kind of thing that we look that will be something that we look back on as a change in how we do business. But it's going to be painful for a while. But the economy will return. It just won't return looking the same way that it has.
Did he comment on the stimulus bills at all?
No, but he definitely was very pointed about the fact that the government did not act fast enough and ignored warnings. And he said, you know, you've never had 10% of GDP type responses, and it's great that it's being done, but the fact that we have to put this much money into fighting this right now, it just didn't have to happen.
Dan Roth is the editor-in-chief of LinkedIn, based in New York City. How are things changing with your company because of this pandemic, Dan?
Yeah, sure. We're seeing a lot of people coming to LinkedIn for LinkedIn Learning, which is our online learning platform, and just to get skill development, to find new ways to be able to get any kind of jobs they can get or to change industries. I think that if you're in travel or if you're in hospitality, you know, trying to find something that will get you off the front lines or get you into something that's more stable is really important to our members. We're seeing tremendous engagement from people writing and sharing and talking about what they know or what they're seeing or how they're getting through this. And then the when people are coming on is changing too. It's more people are LinkedIn typically is a site where people are on it during the workday. Well, now we're all working all the time and at different hours because we're working from home. And so you're just seeing some shifts in what time people are coming on and what they're doing at different times.
All right. I have a confession to make here, Dan.
Yeah.
I was kind of late to get on LinkedIn. I got on, you know, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, whatever it was, because everybody said, you got to be on LinkedIn. So I'm on LinkedIn, and every once in a while I get notices, emails, see who is checking out your profile or whatever. But then when I go in there, first of all, I don't have my picture in there, and I guess that's a mistake. Take me through the steps now. I guess I'm registered, but is there something else I need to do that I'm not doing? Because I'm not seeing, I mean, when I try to go in there and see who's been checking out my profile, it doesn't let me go in there. It's asking me for something. What am I doing wrong? Do you have any idea?
Sure. So there are many different ways to use LinkedIn. I think that the what I would recommend is just you start get your picture on there, get your a little bit of your background on there, and then you can just start using LinkedIn to write and share about what you are seeing and what you're doing in the professional world. So if you want to talk, it is an incredible resource for people to talk about how they work or how they want to work or what they're doing. You can follow people like Bill Gates and follow industry leaders. You can follow people who you've worked with over time. And it's a professional social network. So it's really just about sharing what you're seeing and what you're doing. That's the number one thing that I would recommend you do there. You can pay for a premium account, which then gets you access to things like who viewed your profile. But if you want to do that, that's great. I've recommended it. It's an awesome service. But you can also just use LinkedIn without paying, and you can talk about what a typical day is like. You know, show us how WGN is running during this pandemic. Take pictures, connect with your colleagues. And it's a place where people come just to talk about how they are connecting to opportunity and how they're getting ahead and how they're navigating their professional lives.
Okay, so when I hit the LinkedIn icon on my phone, I hit the sign-in page, and already there's trouble because I forgot my password, and I don't know what email I gave. So, but I guess I can get a new password, right, or reset it?
You can get a new password, absolutely. And then once you're in, there's a button at the bottom that says post. Click that post button, and you can just start writing and sharing. So I'm looking at my I just opened mine right now, and I'm looking at there's an article from Emily Dreyfus, who I used to work with at Wired. She's writing about her new site at Protocol. There's someone from an ad agency thinking about how we navigate this work from home life. Here's a picture of Joel Peterson, the former the founder of JetBlue. Talking about how he's using Zooms. So it's just people like explaining how in this bizarre world that we're living in right now, how they are getting through it. But you got to have a password to get in. That's definitely something you're missing there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm in. I think I'm in now. It's going through some security checks here right now.
Okay.
And people say, Bob, why do you like your job? You have to get up at 3:30 in the morning. Well, this is why I like my job. I got a problem with LinkedIn. I just get the big boss of the whole company on the phone and take up listeners' time with this. All right. So then once I get logged in, I get it. All right. They just sent me a verification. authentication code so I can reset the password and get in there. So I guess where I got hung up was I didn't realize it's a premium service. If you want to view everybody who's asking for your profile, is that what you pay for?
Exactly. There is a premium part. You could pay for the premium service, which gets you extra features. It is an incredible site if you are paying for that or not paying for that, and you could just use it to stay connected. If you have premium, you also have access to LinkedIn Learning. So those are all kinds of skill and online learning platform where you can do things like learn how to code or learn how to be a better manager or learn how to be persuasive in discussion, learn how to run a radio show. Learn how to be on radio. There's all kinds of incredible courses on there. And you should probably be teaching some of those.
No, I don't think so, but I got my work cut out for me now. I got a lot to do. LinkedIn.
But you can find jobs. If you want to find jobs on there, you can post jobs. So it's really just a place to live your online work life.
Yeah, especially now, needed more than ever. I can see that.
Exactly.
Before we let you go, how can people see that Bill Gates interview?
Yeah, sure. If you go to LinkedIn and you search for LinkedIn editors, that's our team of 65-plus editors around the world. It's our main hub page. Search for LinkedIn editors, and you'll end up on the main page where we have all of those live videos. We interviewed Bill as part of a weekly series called This Is Working. So last week we had Mark Cuban on talking about small businesses. This week, Bill Gates, and we'll have guests every week. And we have a daily show at noon also called Business Unusual that just works through how to get through this together.
Thanks, Dan. All the best to you and everybody, along with the people of New York City and at LinkedIn. Dan Roth, editor of LinkedIn. Hope to talk to you again soon, sir.
Thank you. Great talking to you.